This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. This past week, I sent a thank you note to Katie Zink. Katie's 9 years old. She had written some things the Bible says, a thing she had learned in Sunday school, and she wanted to share them with me. So one Sunday, she gave that to me after church. Her lead sentence in her paper was, "I love my Lord." I wrote her a thank you note. I thanked her for giving that to me, and that the best thing of all was that she loved the Lord. Later, her mom told me how much my handwritten note meant to her. Katie was going to write me a thank you note for my thank you note. Her mom and I chuckled about that. Although we appreciated Katie's attitude of gratitude, it's usually not necessary to write a thank you note for a thank you note. I guess I would have written her a thank you note for her thank you note, thanking me for my first thank you note. Well, she thought about thanking me, and that in itself brings a sense of gratitude to me. Okay, let's think about this. In just a few days, if you haven't already, you'll be getting ready for a Thanksgiving dinner. People spend days preparing for Thanksgiving. Let's see. You make the menu and shopping list. You order the meat, usually turkey, but some people, like my wife, prefer honey-baked ham, so we do both. Then there's the setting of the table. Some people go elaborate, and others, like me, a knife and a fork, that's fine. Then there's the cooking, mashed potatoes, blanching broccoli, whatever, preparing gratin toppings, making the cornbread for the dressing, the cranberry sauce, while baking goods at the same time in the oven. Usually people finish, you know, sometimes around midnight, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Oh, did I mention doing dishes and running the dishwasher after the cleanup? Well, I love the togetherness and all that goes with it. I love to eat, I admit it. And I'm not too great on cleaning up, but now stop and think about the hours we spend in preparing for Thanksgiving. So here's my question. In all the preparation, all the festivities, the eating, the relaxing, all that is good, but in all of that, do you ever stop to actually give thanks? I mean, after all, the holiday is called Thanksgiving. And there's 1,000 ways to give thanks, starting with giving thanks to God with prayer before you eat all that food. And if you aren't in the habit of praying, we'll start this Thanksgiving. If you're not used to praying out loud, write out a prayer and read it. Go online and search for Thanksgiving prayers. And I believe it's okay to do that if you can identify with the prayer that you find and really mean what it says. You might preface your words with, "I want to start something new this Thanksgiving. I want to pray a prayer of thanks for all we are about to enjoy." And then just pray. Here's something else I want to challenge you to do. Give thanks to others. Say thank you. Say it. Express it. It's a habit we should incorporate into our daily lives. Have you forgotten to say it? I thank my wife for the meals she cooks, for the laundry she folds, the bills she pays. Learn to live with an awareness, a mindfulness of what others are doing, and then thank them. We often thank the waitress or waiter at a restaurant, but ignore those closest to us who do so much for us. So think about that and actually say thank you. But what I really want to underscore here is an old-fashioned tactic, an old-fashioned expression of thanks called the thank you note. Take time to write out and send a thank you note. There's just something about someone taking the time to personally write words of thanks. I have a little notes in a file that people have sent me. Every now and then, I'll pull out that file and read those notes. Some of them go back for years, but they're still an encouragement every time I read them. Often I'd forgotten what I'd done, and it's a nice reminder of that person and how they appreciate what I did back then. So, take my Thanksgiving Day challenge. Form a habit of actually writing a note of thanks to others for who they are and for what they've done in your life. I read a story about a man remembering a school teacher who had been very helpful to him when he was a child. He took the time to find her address and send her a letter expressing his gratitude. By then, she was in her 80s, living alone. Upon receiving his letter, she wrote him, "I can't tell you how much your letter meant to me," she said. "You'll be interested to know that I taught school for 50 years, and yours is the first note of appreciation I've ever received. It came on a blue, cold morning, and it filled me with cheer." Before I end this podcast, I do want to say this. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for taking the time. And if you have a story about how someone encouraged you with a note or a word of thanks, send me the story. Or if you've heard from someone you helped by sending them a note of thanks, I'd like to hear about that too. So, this Thanksgiving, give thanks. And then join me next week right here. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.